buddies. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Is there a calendar hidden in the regular deck of cards? Absolutely. And that's what we talk about on this show. That's what we explore. We have open lines, so you can call in and talk to me directly. The show is based on an ancient science that reveals that the regular deck of 52 playing cards is not so regular after all. It was originally created as a calendar, and it was used for timekeeping, and it correlates perfectly with our yearly calendar. If this is new to you and you're new to the show, you can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. That's starofthemagi.com, and you can look up your card. You can sign up for the card of the day, which is free. You can click on the cards up in the nav bar, read about the cards and their relationship to the calendar. I actually need to edit that a little bit, update it. And you can read about the suits. You can read about the four personal significators that you have, and you can look at a life spread chart and see, well, you can get an idea of what I'm talking about here. Working with this system, I do not lay the cards out like fortune telling. I'm actually reading those plates and charts of time, and I'm very interested right now in what's happening with President Obama, and I was just looking at his solar spreads for his time that's related to a three-month cycle that he just started on the 3rd, 2 days ago. And it's very interesting because I think I talked about this a little bit a week or two ago. And 2 days ago when he went into this cycle on February 3rd, and again, this is a three-month cycle, it was a nine of spades day. And this three-month cycle that he just entered, the first card that leads off this cycle is the nine of spades. And this is, and not only that, in this three-month cycle, that nine of spades is sitting in his birth card's house or displacing him for this three-month cycle. This is known as a death card. This is a card that says everything has to be recreated and reinvented. And there's loss, there's letting go, there's frustration. You know, there are challenges that show up. And this card is supported by the seven of spades, which is, it's a very demanding card. These two cards could be the most demanding cards in the entire deck. And, you know, my heart goes out to him because on that day that he entered this cycle, governed by the nine of spades, you know, up one side, down the other, he lost two of his new cabinet members. And, you know, and he expressed that he was angry and disappointed, and I just feel like this whole three-month cycle is going to be huge challenge for him in a lot of ways. And when I look at his 52-day cycle that he's in that began on the 8th of January, and this cycle goes until the 1st of March, he's got influences that say, you know, his heart is restless, and he's probably a little homesick. So the combination of these cards, I feel like, you know, really my heart is really going out to him because it's not an easy time. And personally, I don't know who would ever want that job anyway, especially right now because everything's in such a mess. But, you know, we all might want to, if you support him, you might want to send him a little extra love in the, you know, ethers here, because it's going to be a real challenge for him. I know what I talked about. I did talk about him a week or two ago, and Joe Biden had said that, you know, early on in his presidency, that Obama would experience a challenge. It's probably going to happen in this three-month cycle from the looks of these cards. And what's so wonderful is Joe Biden is a major support for him emotionally and spiritually, and it's going to bring a lot of wisdom to him and help him find his way, support him to find his way masterfully through what happens. So I just wanted to bring that up because I think we all want everything to get better here, and for everybody who's having a hard time. And so, you know, collectively, I'm sure it'll make a difference. Okay, I have an email, and I also wanted to express to you, you can call in on the line if you'd like to talk to me. You can also send me an email at starofthemagi@earthling.net rather than the starofthemagi.com email. Send it to starofthemagi@earthling.net because it'll pop up right in front of my face. So I have an email from Rose in Toronto, and she wants to know if I could talk about the difference between the way Robert Camp and I delineate this system. There are quite a few differences, actually. I mean, we're two different people. I look at the cards as having a 13-card life path. There are 13 cards in each suit. There are 13 weeks in each season in the year. And we have 13 cards in our life path, horizontally and vertically. We have 13 cards in our spirit path. And there are 13 lunar cycles as well. So that's one difference. I look at a different card for the moon card. I look at the queen because the queen is the mother and the moon is the mother, the feminine. And that's the 12th card in your life spread, your birth card being your first card. What else? I look at, for Cancers, Neptune as a planetary ruling card and Uranus as the planetary ruling card for Leo. And when I tell people that, I've been doing it the other way, they're blown away by how accurate that is. That, by the way, was presented to me by Thomas Morell. So, and I studied it for a long time via people, clients, friends, and it proved to be accurate to me. So there are a lot of differences, and this is why I'm teaching a webinar series, and if you're interested in that, you can email me about that. And I have students in my classes that have been studying the cards for, you know, 1 to 2 decades, and they're learning things that, new things. So, you know, we all have a different perspective. Now, you asked about a Five of Clubs men showing up in your life. And since you had your birthday last June, your birth card's been sitting in the Five of Clubs house. So I'm not surprised they're showing up. You're sitting in their house. So you're going to be like a magnet to them. Okay, I hope that answered your questions, Rose. If not, you can email me. Okay, Karen, just for your information, very hard to listen. There's an echo happening when you speak. Don, are you on? Can you hear that? Okay, everybody, I'm back. Sorry about that. So, Karen, if you hear an echo, you might want to get off and reconnect again. I'm trying to find my other handset. Okay, Karen, you should only have one. Okay, browser going at a time. Okay. Okay, that's fixed. All right. Technology. So if you want to call in, call in. I want to invite you to check out my website if you haven't. Sign up for the card of the day. If you're in L.A., Hollywood, West L.A. area, I'm going to be doing a discussion. Oh, wait, yes. I'm going to be doing a discussion and a book signing at the Bodie Tree Bookstore on Valentine's Day. And I just heard that my book is on a lot of Barnes & Noble tables in the Valentine's promo section. So that's exciting. I'll have to go see if I can see that myself. And then also this Saturday, the 7th of February, I'm doing a discussion and book signing at the Akashic Bookshop and Center in Thousand Oaks, California. That's from noon to 2. On February 14th at the Bodhi Tree, that's from 2:30 to 4. And then I'm going to be in Barnes & Noble on February 20th in San Francisco on Taylor Street. That's at 7:30 p.m. on the 20th of February. This is all on my website. On the 28th of February, I'm going to be at Visions and Dreams in Costa Mesa. It says 2 p.m. here. I wonder if that's right. I have to double-check that. I thought it was noon. Anyway, so I'm doing book signings every weekend here right now. And then we're also going to be in the... in one of the celebrity lounges for the Academy Awards. That's really exciting. That'll be fun. So if you go to my website, you can see at the top of, you know, just under the banner, what's your card. If you click on there, it'll take you to a calendar, and click on your birthday. It will reveal to you what your birth card is. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Because, you know, I subscribe to the belief that the playing deck was originally a calendar. It's easy to see that alignment with the way it lines up with 52 weeks and 52 cards and so on. And then, you know, I'm a big fan of the four suits and how they relate to the human experience, the hearts with emotion, the mental, the emotional realm, the clubs, the mental realm. The diamonds, the physical realm, and the spades, the spiritual realm. And then we have four personal significators and a 13-card life path. And if you're new to this, I guarantee you when you explore it, it's going to blow your mind. Because not only is it accurate in its delineations and descriptions of who we are in character, what our challenges are, what our gifts are, it's also so accurate in revealing the influences that govern us as we move through time or that influence us. You know, often people ask me about the difference between destiny and free will. And I think that, you know, when we're aligned with our destiny, that we have the power of our will to manifest what we want. And I think it's a co-creative relationship. And when we are in that co-creative relationship with life, you know, somebody said to me this morning, the universe is, you know, opposing, you know, it's trying to, you know, get in my way of something. And I said, well, it's your universe. What are you talking about? You know, you have your own universe. I have my own universe. You are your own universe. I am my own universe. And that's one of the things that I've really come to see in working with the cards and learning from them is that, you know, each one of them is an entire universe. It's like when you look into that card, it's like going through a doorway. And that card is connected to all the other cards in the deck. And we get to see ourselves through the reflections of those other cards. This is a big piece of my new book, Love and Destiny. When my publisher first told me that Barnes & Noble was doing a Valentine's Day promo with that book, I laughed and I said, well, it's not really a Valentine's Day book, you know. But the reality is, you know, we're constantly in relationships. We're in relationship with everything, actually. We're in relationship with everything in life, mundane, inanimate, animate, everything, people, animals, pieces of paper. We're in relationship with absolutely everything. So understanding who we are and how we perceive, which is what the cards reveal to us, gives us an advantage to be more consciously aware of ourselves in our relationships. I think I have a caller. Do I? Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Heidi.
Heidi?
Yes.
Hi, Heidi. Where are you calling from?
I'm listening to your show, and I thought I'd call in.
Where are you calling from?
From Wilsonville, Oregon.
From where?
Oregon.
Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, oh, that's a beautiful accent you have. Where did you get that?
Oh, thank you. I wish I speak English very well.
So are you familiar with this system?
Not really. I'm very interested in it.
Oh, so this is new. So do you want to tell me the month and day of your birthday?
Oh, sure. The month is April, and it's 1957.
April what?
April 57.
Right. What day?
It's first.
April 1st?
Yes. I was born at midnight. It was March 31st, midnight.
Oh, really?
But I'm using the April 1st, uh-huh.
Ah. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I was on a borderline.
Right, so you were born right at midnight?
Midnight, yes.
So, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you were a child, did you have health issues, or have health issues been...
When I was very young, I guess, like a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I was okay, I guess.
April 1st is the Seven of Spades. That would be your birth card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a suggestion because you were born on the 31st.
Yes.
That's the Five of Clubs. These cards couldn't be any different.
No kidding.
Yeah. The Five of Clubs is very adventurous, likes change, loves to communicate, explore, discover, and share what they learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Seven of Spades is a card that is, it's known as the card of the mystic. It's a very spiritual card.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very much into spirituality, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you like to spend time alone?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go with the seven.
I'm pretty much like a hermit now.
Excuse me?
I became a hermit.
A hermit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you want to be a hermit. So 1957 means that you're 51. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I turned 52 in April.
52?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a very powerful time, 52, because when you turn 52, you go into a new 13-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, in preparation for this, I would think that you might be letting go of things that you no longer need.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there could be a little bit of that going on since your birthday. Is that true?
Yes.
Has anyone in your life crossed over to the other side?
Not lately, not recently. It was my mom passed away 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. So, are you feeling like you're going through a transformation where you're letting go of things from the past, ways of seeing yourself, and sort of recreating who you are?
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty much like that, yeah. I used to be a caretaker for young children, and I'm not working for the last whole year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of between.
You were a caretaker for children?
Yes, that's what I did, yes.
Uh-huh.
Young ones, uh-huh.
So let me just look at where you're going here at your spread, because it's almost time for your birthday.
Yeah.
And the 13-year cycle that you're entering, have you... See, I have a real question. I feel like you're governed by both of these influences.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you're just the Seven of Spades. I feel like you also have the influence of that Five of Clubs.
It's like I have some outer and inner life.
Well, we all have that, mm-hmm. trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And your inner life would either be one that's very curious or one that's very filled with strength and also possibly a good business sense. But the strongest drive for you would be your spirituality.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
We're going to go with that.
Okay.
You know, because on the radio, I can't take the time to figure all of this out. But I do want to tell you
mm-hmm.
that the cycle that you're going into when mm-hmm. you turn 52 mm-hmm. may motivate you to want to create something new or bring something new into form.
Okay, that sounds good. It's about time, I guess.
Some way of, you know, where you apply yourself and you work and you create a new financial structure for yourself. There's a lot of support that's going to happen for that. And you're going to experience a burst of creative energy like you haven't felt for a while.
Yeah,
so it's almost like you're sort of, you know, in the birth canal right now until your birthday and probably a lot like that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a whole new beginning that's going to take place in a different way. And mm-hmm. one of the things that's really important for you to remember about this cycle that you enter at 52 is that it's a time when you really consciously acknowledge and recognize who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And let that inner world in there come out to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a tremendous amount of power and creativity that's within you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happiest and most fulfilled when we give ourselves permission to express that part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that part our spirit influence. And so... you're also going to want to, you know, really follow your intuition implicitly
mm-hmm.
because your intuition is going to be developing more and more during this time. I want to look at one more thing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you are about to go into your 52-day Neptune cycle. You enter that on the 8th. And, you know, this whole year age 51 has been about creating a new relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And when you go into Neptune, this is a time when you... you're probably going to come up with some great new ideas of how to express You have something going on in your head that you want to do, don't you?
Something that you want to do that's different? There's no clarity yet.
No? It could come to you after your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But this time that you're entering on the 8th, mm-hmm. until your birthday,
uh-huh.
this is a time when you really go deep inside and just let your dreams come to the surface.
Okay.
Let your heart's desires come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's going to shift on your birthday. And there's a strong influence of, you know, a calling that will, you know, just rise up inside of you. And so you want to pay attention to that and you want to say yes. Yes is the word.
Yes is the word.
Okay?
Yes, we can, yes.
Yeah, I will.
Yes, I will.
And yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Okay, yes.
Okay.
I like that, uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Heidi.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. So feel free to call in on the line on the number there on your screen. And also, if you want to explore what's going on my website, you can go there and look at a little bit about the cards. I do need to put some energy into updating my website. And you can sign up for the card of the day, and you can see where I'm going to be in the book signings. And if I haven't met you and you're in the area, I'd love to see you. I'm also going to be, I don't have this on my website, I'm going to be on the Aware Show with Lisa Garr on February 11th at 2:30 Pacific Time. That's on KPFK here in Los Angeles. So that's going to be great. So today is a Seven of Spades day, and we just had a call from Heidi, who is a Seven of Spades. Any more Seven of Spades out there? And, you know, typically this is a day of reflection. And the Seven of Spades could be the most spiritual representative of the deck, because sevens represent spirituality, and so do spades. And this card really does call to us to be disciplined in that way, to refine how we think and refine our beliefs and refine our relationships and our values, because the Seven of Spades embodies the wisdom of the Seven of Hearts, the Seven of Clubs, and the Seven of Diamonds, which are the three suits that come before it. So the spade suit is like, they're the old, you know, they're the keepers of the wisdom, and they hold all that comes before them. So this is a day to be in that refinement, and also refine how we communicate with ourselves internally and with others externally, and even in our thoughts, how we communicate with others, because we know that whatever goes on in our head is likely to come out of our mouth. So, you know, each day I put the card of the day up on my website, and I also send it out. So this is also a day when changes can occur in work or health, and for some people, if that happens, it could be a real turning point. Wisdom, of course, is the guide today, and our attention to it is most definitely requested. This is a demanding influence, and that's what I was saying earlier about President Obama, the three-month cycle that he just entered 2 days ago, displayed itself quite vividly on that day, as the Nine of Spades governing this three-month cycle for him, and also the first 13 days on top of that. And that day was the Nine of Spades, and he lost two of his new cabinet members. And that is very typical of that card. Now, there's another aspect to this. Joe Biden and Barack Obama together are a Nine of Spades relationship. So that's going to be the good news in this cycle for him. And Joe Biden is Venus to him during this time and aligned with the Queen of Spades. So he's going to have a lot of strength and guidance to offer the president by holding a space of support for him with the wisdom that he's gained in his years and his experiences. So, you know, that's very fortunate. It's an interesting triangle of energetic influences that relate to him right now in that way. And let's see where his birth card and planetary ruling cards are sitting. If you want to call in or email, you may. I welcome you to do that. He's seeing the Jack of Clubs, got the Six of Diamonds behind him. So he's dealing big time with this financial responsibility. And I think there's going to be a tightening of the reins relative to the Internet for some reason. I don't know where that's coming from. Because of security. Something going on there. There's going to be a lot of unexpected adventures for the president in this three-month cycle that he's in. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, especially in the first 10 weeks. And also, his attention is likely to be pulled, well, this goes without saying, in many different directions at once. The place where he's going to get his strength from is his family. It's his family. And I think that, you know, I really feel that there's someone that is going to guide him with this whole financial thing, I think there's a little bit of discrepancy going on energetically here. There is someone showing up as being a bit deceptive in that realm, too. I think I have a caller, do I?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the San Francisco, California area.
San Francisco.
Well, I'm actually not in San Francisco. I'm about 50 miles east of San Francisco in a little town called Antioch.
Uh-huh. I know where that is.
Oh.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
So is this system familiar to you?
The Tarot is familiar to me. Not quite your system, but I just turned into the station, and I thought I'd give a try to call.
Oh, great. So if you tell me the month and day of your birthday, I'll tell you about your cards.
Okay. March 1st.
March 1st?
Yes.
Wow, the last caller was April 1st. And that's the Nine of Spades. Okay, I feel like there's some cosmic thing going on here. The two cards I've been talking about, the people call in with these birth cards. So you are a Pisces Nine of Spades.
Okay.
The Nine of Spades is a universal card of wisdom and the recreation and reinvention of life. It's a highly creative card, extremely creative and psychic, very intuitive influence. I'm going to tell you your birth card, your spirit card, your soul card, and your planetary ruling card. Do you have something to write with?
I'm writing as you speak.
Okay, so your birth card is the Nine of Spades.
Okay.
And then you can read about these. And your spirit card is the King of Hearts, the Master of Love.
That's
you are a Pisces, so your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Spades, which is the card of the spiritual initiate.
Okay.
So you're really meant to be a teacher to other people through the refinement of your own spiritual knowledge.
Mm.
It's your destiny, actually. You're not here for yourself. You know that, right?
I think so.
Well, it's not that you don't have your own life to live, but you definitely, you know, anybody born with a 9 birthday has a commitment to, you know, the greater whole of humanity in some way.
Mm.
And so you experience the greatest rewards when you're giving to others in a way that enhances their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, being a Pisces, we did your planetary ruling card. So your soul card is the Six of Spades, which is the card of fate and destiny.
Fate and destiny?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what?
Well, it means that there's a part of you understand that there's a, you came into this life with an innate understanding that there's a greater power that's moving you personally in your life.
Okay, yes.
That's true, right?
Yes.
And when you align with that and then call to that inner expression of the King of Hearts, which is really the understanding of compassion and love and forgiveness, then your life is a full expression of who you really are, which is someone that's almost like a portal of initiation for other people.
Mm.
That's the highest expression of your card. The danger of this card, or the challenge, is, you know, focusing on what's taken away in life, because there can be a lot of loss.
Yes.
And, you know, that's part of the karmic aspect of this journey. And behind you, you have the Nine of Clubs, which is like having a roto-rooter going through your mind all the time, or your belief, or your calendar. I was going to do this. Nope, you're not going to do that. You know, or I think it should be this way. Well, that's too bad. You know, so there's this constant challenge to let go and just be like laying on the altar of life. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean as a martyr, but as someone who's like breath by breath paying attention. And because this is the highest expression of this influence, is especially as a Pisces. I mean, you must be really psychic.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I am. I don't. Sometimes I feel things, yes, strongly.
Let's say intuitive. That's a more friendly word.
Yeah.
The more you tap into your feeling, because that Nine of Clubs can really tempt you to feel like a victim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to suggest that you stop resonating with that.
Okay.
Don't identify with that energy. You want to look to life as if, you know, you are being guided breath by breath. When I was a little girl, my dad used to have me stand on his feet, on his shoes, and he'd hold my hands, and he'd dance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he would dance with me that way. I remember being really little and doing that with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is being asked of you by life. Rely on me, look into my eyes, breathe with me, and let me take you for a ride.
Okay.
Because when you get past that personal energy of the nine that can feel like the victim, and excuse me, does anybody know I'm here?
Mm-hmm.
When you step out of that and leave it behind. And it really is just like facing forward, stepping out of that energy, going, okay, I've had enough of that now. You know, the cards before you are amazing. They're very powerful.
Mm.
You have to let go of that old identity that holds you into that place that tells you you're being victimized by this life, and that's no fun. Because the Nine of Spades is extremely sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your essence is, you know, very Neptunian, dreamy-like, not just by the Pisces, but the true home of the Nine of Spades lives in Uranus and Neptune. And this is like unpredictable, you know, unknown. It's nothing's ever feeling too certain. And that's at the core of your being.
Yes.
So embracing that and becoming familiar with that and learning to be comfortable for that takes you into a whole new experience of being you.
Okay.
But you got to go in there and do that first.
Okay.
That's tricky energy.
Yeah, that's hard.
And then when you come up into this, you know, time with this energy, that gets translated to relationships.
Mm.
And so they can feel really iffy.
Yeah.
And not safe. So you want to get into the more spiritual aspects of who you are and the fine-tuned energy of, and become, you know, comfortable with uncertainty and what's uncomfortable.
Hmm.
What is your present age?
I'm 59.
59. So let me take a quick look at 59.
I'll be 60 on March 1st.
Right. Oh, so age 59 has really been about expanding your awareness and refining how you use your mind. So between now and your birthday, if you haven't been doing that, you want to get busy with that. And also, there's been a real restlessness. Have you been restless?
Yes.
Did you move?
No, not yet.
But you want to?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of restless energy been with you here.
Yes.
But you don't want to move in the next, between now and your birthday.
No.
You don't want to make any major decisions right now because you're in Neptune.
Okay.
You do want to, however, go into, you know, really refine your mind and how you're using your thoughts, because whatever's going on there is what you're seeing around you.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn 60, that Jack of Spades, which is your planetary ruling card, is getting right inside your head and going, okay, it's time to really evolve now and become that spiritual. You need to get serious about your inner journey. I'm telling you something. As soon as you do, everything's going to shift really quick.
Mm. When you say get serious about inner journey, can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that, because this next year, age 60, is governed by Saturn, and Saturn likes discipline. It likes consistency. It likes determination and hard work.
It seems like that Saturn's been on me for so long.
For a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
But this is focused in a specific direction, because the influence of the Five of Clubs is very strong, which means your whole way of thinking is going to change, and you want to change with that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the King of Clubs and King of Spades and Mercury when you have your birthday. It doesn't get any better for that, for transformation of your perception. So you need to start meditating or something.
Okay.
Do you meditate?
No, but I've been thinking about trying to start.
Go take a Vipassana course. V as in Victor. I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A. Look it up on the internet. Go to the California Vipassana Center.
Okay.
And Google the California Vipassana Center.
Okay.
And go sit a 10-day course. It's free. They feed you. They house you. It's amazing. It'll transform your life. This period that you're in right now, Neptune, perfect time to do it. It'll prepare you for what you have coming with your birthday, which is a tremendous amount of power.
Wow.
This is why you called me, okay?
Huh.
It's time for you to step into a whole new way of being with life.
Okay.
And I'm your Jupiter card, so you definitely need to listen to me.
Okay. And
if you need to listen to me more, call me and have a reading with me, okay?
Thank you so kindly.
You are so welcome, Ramona. Thank you for calling.
Thank you again.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Those of you that have done this with me or have listened to my show, you know I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I am going to tell you what I see, whatever that might be. And that's my commitment, you know. And I don't, you know, I may be talking out of my ear. I don't know, but I'm definitely telling you what I see and what I feel here. And my, your best interest is my, that's what I'm committed to. You know, I was telling someone the other day, I mean, I'm like, I don't want to use the word servant, but I'm committed to serving the Oracle because I know that, you know, the information in our little book of lost, you know, our ancient little book of time here that we call a playing card deck. The information, it's unlimited, and it covers everything that a human being needs to know. And I'm not saying there aren't other things out there that do that. This is what I'm doing right now because this is what I've been called to do. And so that's why I do this radio show. You know, it's a service. And, you know, I think, well, you know, if you show up and have a conversation with me, to me, I take that very seriously because I believe in destiny. If I didn't, you know, I would be in a really funny position, wouldn't I? Since both of my books have the word in their title. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mad Woman, Sharon Jeffers, and the Mystic Oracle. And you can go to my website, starthemagi.com. I know there's a link on the page. And I apologize for not keeping my page on BBS Radio updated. I need about 14 assistants right now. And I just got one, so I'm really excited. Please sign up for the card of the day if you want to receive that. It's my gift to you. Come and see me at my book signings if you want to, this week in Thousand Oaks, next week on Valentine's Day in the afternoon at the Bodie Tree. And then you can check out my books, too. My books are gorgeous. They are so gorgeous if you haven't seen them. I mean, both my publishers just did outstanding jobs with them. And if you want to get my book, go into your nearest Barnes & Noble because they're doing a promo on my book. And that would be a really great way. Instead of getting it from me or Amazon, if it's convenient for you to go into Barnes & Noble, please do that and get my new book, Love and Destiny, because that way that supports, you know, their efforts and my publisher and, you know, that's, I want to support both of them for supporting me and getting my message out about relationships, which my book that I've written is, you know, nobody's ever done anything quite like this based on the cards. And I'm really excited about the book and I've been getting a lot of great feedback. One thing I do want to tell you, if you do have the book, somehow the planetary ruling card for the King of Spades got left off the chart. I don't know what happened there, but that card is the Five of Clubs. So if you have the book, the King of Spades doesn't have, you know, it's its own soul and spirit card. It's one of three fixed cards, like the Jack of Hearts and the Eight of Clubs. So they have themselves for those cards. However, the King of Clubs has one birthday in the year, and that's January 1st. And the planetary ruling card for that card is the Five of Clubs. So if you have the book, that's missing in this. It'll be in the next printing. But you want to put that in there, that the Five of Clubs is the planetary ruling card for the King of Spades, okay? So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to thank Heidi and Ramona. Heidi, the Seven of Spades, and Ramona, the Nine of Spades, both of the cards I started talking about relative to our new president, because in his new 3-month cycle, those cards are governing influences for him. So, you know, it's just absolutely fascinating, and it's also a 7 of Spades day today. So, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's not your birthday, take advantage of the energy of this day to refine through your reflection and be more aligned with your soul and your spirit, and spend a little quiet time with yourself, because that's really what this day is about. And that's where the deepest gifts come from, this energy. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Or I won't see you, but I know you're out there, and I appreciate that. Feel free to contact me, okay? Take care and have a fabulous day.